It wouldn't be a surprise to you if I say that there are only a few studies done on hypertension status of Puerto Ricans, because historically it came out that way, that African Americans and then Mexican Americans are the most popular groups among researchers. So the earliest study comparing the health status of Puerto Rican men aged between 45 and 64, these were participants of Puerto Rican Heart Health Study, were compared with Framingham men, and it was shown that Puerto Ricans have slightly lower systolic blood pressure. The difference wasn't much. It was 130 versus 136. And then Hispanic Haynes focused on Hispanics living on the mainland U.S., so they never came to Puerto Rico. However, they focused on different Hispanic subgroups, and among Puerto Ricans, they picked Puerto Ricans living in New York City and New Jersey. So they found out that Puerto Ricans living on the mainland had low hypertension prevalence, very similar to Mexican Americans and non-Hispanic whites. And the results, the prevalence rates presented were age-adjusted. However, the recent study published in 2006 by the New York City group compared similar protocol, BIFSS protocol, and the New York City survey they conducted, and they compared different health status measures, and they showed that Puerto Ricans residing on the island of Puerto Rico have higher hypertension prevalence than those residing in New York City, and the results were age and sex adjusted. So for our study, we used the data from Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey from 2005. It's a US-wide telephone survey, and all measures are self-reported. We focused on Hispanics only, those people who reported Hispanic origin, and further to non-diabetics and to those people who answered the question regarding hypertension diagnosis by a physician. So we ended up with a final sample of 22,000 people, and about 4,500 of them reported, which is about 20%, reported self-reported hypertension diagnosis by a physician. And out of the whole sample, 13.6% were residing in Puerto Rico. So, as I mentioned, the primary outcome was the prevalence of self-reported hypertension, and I would like to mention that if a female reported gestational hypertension only, which didn't progress to hypertension diagnosis after the pregnancy, she was counted as a non-case, non-hypertensive. And the exposure was, of course, the residence in Puerto Rico. And we conducted multivariate logistic regression analysis using the SAS software version 9 and reported odds ratios with a 95% confidence intervals. So at a first glance, when we compared Puerto Ricans residing on the island to the mainland Hispanics, there wasn't much difference in terms of cardiovascular risk factors, except for a couple of factors, which are, I guess, very important. As you see, the last two rows, 37% of Puerto Ricans reported they don't do any exercise, no moderate or vigorous physical activity at all, versus 17% of Hispanics residing in the U.S. And also, they were actually low on fruit and vegetable consumption, so only 16% of Puerto Ricans report consuming five or more fruits or vegetables a day. And of course, Puerto Ricans residing on the island are older than those on the mainland U.S., which makes sense because only the younger Puerto Ricans would move, or younger Hispanics move to the mainland U.S. for their jobs. So after adjusting for age difference, Puerto Ricans had about 50% higher prevalence of hypertension, and the odds ratio was 1.5. And we additionally adjusted for all these cardiovascular risk factors that I listed on the previous table, which were age, gender, heavy and binge drinking, obesity, smoking, physical activity, fruit and vegetable intake. And even after adjusting for all these factors, the difference stayed about 47% higher prevalence of odds of hypertension. And then in our further analysis, we thought that maybe those differences might be explained by differences in socioeconomic status. So we further adjusted for education, income, and health coverage. We conducted also some subgroup analysis by categories of the confounders that we considered. So in terms of education, Puerto Ricans had slightly higher level of education compared to mainland Hispanics, you can see in this graph. Income, we adjusted for GDP and the distribution of income per capita income was almost similar. However, over 90% of Puerto Ricans reported having health insurance coverage. The question was any health insurance coverage, including Medicare. So after adjusting for, for these three variables, Puerto Ricans still had higher, even slightly higher odds of hypertension. And then we tried to restrict our analysis to certain groups of populations, thinking about effect modification and some residual confounding. So first we separated those who consume at least three fruits and vegetables per day, so slightly healthier lifestyle, and the odds ratio went slightly up. And we restricted the whole population to never smokers and went even more up, 1.66. Those who were relatively better off also showed very much like increase in hypertension rate comparing Puerto Ricans versus mainland Hispanics. However, the sample size went down, as you can see, significantly. It's 3,000 people in this case, and so it reflected on the width of the confidence interval. Only when we restricted to those not having moderate or vigorous exercise at all, we saw the difference in the decrease in odds ratio, and it became borderline significant. But again, pay attention to the sample size of 4,000 people versus 22 initial sample. So overall, I would like to stress that after adjusting for all these risk factors, our studies were consistent to the recent study by the New York City group showing that Puerto Ricans residing in Puerto Rico are in worse health than those residing on the mainland U.S. And also restriction to certain groups also increased the effect, with the exception of the subgroup of sedentary people. So the potential explanations to the differences seen might be residual confounding. First of all, we didn't quite measure salt. We didn't have the question of salt intake, and also the diet was measured in terms of fruit and vegetable intake only. And we believe that the subgroup analysis showed that there might be some residual confounding and effect modification associated with the physical activity. The other potential explanation might be true cultural and genetic differences between Hispanic subgroups. It wouldn't come as a surprise to you if I say that the Hispanics are different, not only because of their country of origin and their genetic composition, but also culturally. Puerto Ricans living in Puerto Rico are not the same as the ones living in New York City, even if they moved recently. There's a huge lifestyle change going on and a culturalization. And also, this might be true, might be not, but we have to explore, because Puerto Ricans reported higher insurance coverage, might be an issue, and our outcome was self-reported, might be an issue, maybe they detect their hypertension more. However, when we looked at the utilization of services, there was not much difference. So having health insurance in Puerto Rico doesn't necessarily mean people use preventive services. So our study was the first one to identify higher hypertension prevalence in Puerto Ricans independent of major known risk factors. However, we acknowledge the limitations. First of all, it was self-reported hypertension, so awareness is a huge factor here, and potential residual confounding by above-mentioned factors, and the heterogeneous nature of the comparison group. Unfortunately, BRFSS data doesn't allow you to see the country of origin, so it doesn't distinguish between Hispanics living in the mainland U.S., so these are majority of them, we believe, are Mexican-American. As a summary, after adjusting for major risk factors, Puerto Ricans had 50% higher odds of having hypertension diagnosis compared to mainland Hispanics. And we believe that future studies should focus on environmental and genetic factors that might explain those differences. And the last picture is the beautiful picture of El Moro in Old San Juan in Puerto Rico, a beautiful island. Thank you.